Well, that's exactly right. What we've done is we've taken the 360, we've added a DSP, and then we've...
What happened to your eyes?
Where am I going? You don't need eyes to see.
I did not say this.
Shot an unarmed man.
He should arm himself. He's gonna decorate his saloon with my friend.
Fucking mother whore. Shit!
You're not trying to draw a psycho picture. You really are crazy.
I mean, it's not like I'm committing murder. I'm not killing anybody. The crack is what's gonna kill him. Hell, it's killing them already. I'm just speeding up the process, that's all. I'm not shooting anyone, I'm not stabbing anyone. I'm merely gonna place a lethal form of crack in their presence. They don't have to take it. Nobody has a gun to their head. If they don't wanna do it, they can just say no.
Welcome to Pop Culture Purgatory.
Anybody seen Richie?
Fuck you.
Anybody know why Richie did Bobby Lupo?
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Pop Culture. It's McFarlane.
This is Diesel.
And it's me, Joanna.
Woo!
Hi.
Can you do your name in French?
It's me, Joanna.
Joanna.
I'm like a Mario now.
Joanna.
You gotta like sound like you're smoking a cigarette, like Joanna. We cut the heads off our kings, kind of thing.
Fran's out for about 4 weeks or so due to vacation with fam. It's me and Mike, and luckily enough, we got Joe to be on this episode. We're going to talk about going back to the old school stuff, some three favorite tracks. And yeah, we're going to talk about them. So.
Yeah, I figured it was just fun just do some 80s. I threw that out as a completely blank genre. It's like, I don't care about what era, what year, whatever, just some 80s things, but also that make you think of 80s immediately when you hear it. You know what I mean?
Ooh, I might have one of those, but the other ones, it might be a lot different.
They all feel 80s to me. Like, no matter, even mine are all across the board, but no matter what, it's still like, you're like, yeah, definitely that era, you know?
Sure, yeah, sure.
It was my favorite when I was looking it up, because I was just like, oh, yeah, I know what I'm thinking of in 80s. And then I was like, oh, but what about this one? Oh, but what about that one? And I was like, oh, this is totally different. And then Google was helpful, because they were just like, oh, yeah, remember country? And I was like, fuck, I do remember country in the 80s. So here we go.
Yeah, I love it.
Prepared.
Yeah, so that's what we're doing. So, I want to mention the one thing before we actually start the show proper. We never really talk about too much what we've been watching or listening to or whatever, but I would like to mention two bands that are pretty cool. Dungeon Rat, I think it's called, the band, really cool, like sort of an Iron Maiden-esque, Black Sabbath, Fleetwood Mac, no, not Fleetwood Mac, more like a Stevie Nicks sort of type thing, kind of prog band that's coming out pretty recently. They don't have a full album yet, but they got some EPs and some singles mostly. Nice. Really cool. Dungeon Rat's cool. They're really, really cool. And then I want to mention Die Spits, total all-female band from Austin, Texas. It's very punk, grunge. Sounds a lot like the Distillers. Really, really cool band. Got one album out, came out last year, but they seem to be catching some fire pretty very recently. So I want to mention those two
dudes, nice,
because they're really cool bands. So anybody who's listening, please check them out.
Yeah, there's one from Austin I'd like to mention too, called Heavy Velvet. Singer, really, really cool, fucking great sounds. I think I've sent the music to y'all. Just cool little four-piece band, really cool band. And of course, I always have to mention Mother's Cake from fucking Germany. They're finally getting more recognition. Such a great band, Mother's Cake.
Took a long time.
Yeah.
I have nothing on that. I have no new music. I listen to old music
All right, yeah, I get it.
Tried and true is the way to do it. I feel
that's like. How I roll.
And frankly, it's I'm getting more excited when I actually discover something new because it's few and far between, you know.
Yeah, I hear new music through Jeremy, like, yeah. And then I hear new music through Bryce, and then some of them I'm like, well, I don't like it.
Right. Mostly the Bryce side.
Yeah.
Teach their own. Teach their own. That is what it is.
Teach their own.
Yeah.
Although the new music from Bryce is new to him, old to me. He went back like 2012 Maroon 5, and I was like, what?
What?
Yeah. Am I 26?
I got the moves like Jagger?
Yeah.
I'm just like, I have no influence. I'm surprised. I'm you drive the car to drop him off, and I play all kinds of different music in the car. But
it's there. It's there.
It's there. I mean, I think he was into Audrey Nuna for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to mix it up because you don't listen to the same shit all the time. You change it up. But
right.
But those are two really cool bands that are out right now that I think they're pretty sort of under the radar, but they are making headway. So check them out. They're cool.
For sure.
And I wouldn't have a full review obviously right now, but Mike told me tonight that the Fallout show is out. We watched like 20 minutes of it or something like that. Yes. Yeah, I mean it's something for so far. So hey, yeah. I love Walter Goggins; he's great. So
yeah, I'm kind of right there with you. I've seen a little bit Into the Vault, is all I'll say, and I'm just kind of like, well, this is a show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, okay, here we go.
And I'm all watching right. it. Yeah. So
all
right,
here it is.
Do y'all want me to go
kind
first?
Kind of like Wayne and Garth, like when they go to Delaware. Like, I'm in Delaware.
All right,
I'm in
Delaware. Wait, okay. It looks like Delaware.
Delaware, dude. Wow. So who wants to go first?
I will.
You will.
Throw it down.
You will.
Yes.
Well, with a question mark at the end of it. Will you?
No, I like it. Will.
Oh, I will. But I had to go with something just.
I'm not afraid. Oh, you will be.
You will be. So, and actually, no, you won't be, because this is something that I know you're both gonna love. Once again, just from like one of my favorite duos of all time, from their fucking, ironically, 10th studio album at the time, Private Eyes. It's Hall & Oates. I Can't Go For That. No Can Do.
Track, Mike. Great.
Yeah, I mean, y'all the ones who saw this live, so I can't even begin to imagine how fucking incredible it was for y'all to see that shit, man.
It sounded
so
perfect.
Fun. It was just so fun.
It was hot as fuck.
Hot as fuck. It was on my birthday.
Where did y'all see him?
The Woodlands.
The Woodlands.
Oh,
we
right.
We literally
right.
were driving through the Woodlands as we do on the weekends sometimes. And on the little marquee, it was just like, hey, Hall & Oates will be here on September 26th. And I was like, that's my birthday. We should go. And we were like, fuck it, let's go. Dude, done. Yeah. Then I ordered us matching t-shirts that were great. I still wear mine.
I still have a Hall & Oates shirt. Y'all got me from that.
Yeah, so amazing. Great.
Fucking amazing.
Like, every song they played, I was just like, banger. Like every time,
every bank. It was the only my only disappointment was. It's not really a disappointment. More like just like I wish you would have played it. I'm a family man.
Oh yeah,
I should have played Family Man. That's a great track.
Right.
Leave me alone. I'm a family man.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
Well, and I like this.
It's a great track.
Hell yeah, man. And I like this too. Apparently, this is just about the music business, the song. They say it's really about not being pushed around by big labels, managers, agents, and being told what to do, and just being true to yourself creatively. And apparently, you know, of course, you know, Hall came up with pretty much everything. Came up with the idea of the riff on a little a Roland CompuRhythm keyboard, and put the bass on a Korg organ. And then Oates and him worked on the actual guitar riff for the, you know, the main riff or whatever. So it's just fucking fascinating. And then Sarah Allen, who I mentioned during the break, who was Daryl Hall's longtime partner, she helped with lyrics. She wrote on Man Eater and a lot of their other hits as well.
Well, fun fact, Mike, I had three of their songs on my list of 11 to choose from.
Wow.
I have no doubt. That was my sketchy pick, because I was like, man, that's fuck, it's Hall & Oates. They're like quintessential 80s. So I was like, I had a feeling that was going to come up on someone's choices.
When Jeremy was like, yeah, we're going to do 80s songs, I was like, oh, I got it. I was like, yep, Hall & Oates already on there. And then I went through my list. So now I might not choose them. Let's see. I have 11.
Hey, we get plenty. It's all about, that's the funnest part to me. It's all about just literally, like I said, I have like, I think I said I have five total. So now we'll go with four, like two backups. But I think I can pull one out of my ass and like at a moment's notice, so I'm not concerned about it. But I mean, like, I feel like this is gonna be fun, man. This song especially. I love Hall & Oates. They're just one of my favorites, and I really love this jam.
Agreed.
Makes me feel really good inside.
Yeah, every time it comes on, like they do that. Oh, yeah. You're just like, oh, okay. I'm into this.
The waves are
up. Yeah.
I swear to God. Same thing. That's awesome. Yeah, you can't go wrong.
Also, just kind of brings me back to the time which I wish I would have lived. I wish I got a chance to actually live it.
Correct. And like got to enjoy it, because we were five when we got out of it. So I would love to have been.
But strangely enough, though, like we are still kind of like 80s kids.
If I could have been like 13 in like 1974,
vision era.
I would even take 70. I would even take 79, like on the cusp of just everything really changing.
Well, I would want to see those early Zeppelin shows and early Field shows. Yeah. That would just like be like paramount to me. Yeah.
Incredible stuff. Yeah.
Right. And Hendrix, fuck.
I love to see Hendrix, yes, of course, obviously. Also, I love to see young AC/DC as well.
But. I mean, Woodstock 69, shit.
Yeah,
we could keep going back, but I can't. Yeah.
Forever. Like,
yeah, right. Forever.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, baby. I mean, I would love to see
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, we get that great Austin live video with him that still exists on the YouTube. You can even watch it on YouTube, but that's one of the greatest live performances, in my opinion. It's a great fucking performance, man. Just sweating his fucking balls
so
off.
So much
killing
sweat.
That guitar, man.
So much sweat.
So much cocaine.
Well, that's
I mean, cocaine is we're on the 80s episodes. It's all cocaine.
I can't
Dom
go
Perignon and disco biscuits.
Maybe.
But yeah, so that was my first choice.
Great pick, Mike. What do we do next? Who's going first?
It's you or me.
For a second. Sorry.
Rochambeau.
Oh, you want to do that?
Rochambeau, you foot.
Paper, rock, scissors?
Mm-hmm. Ready? Right. One, two, three, go.
Oh, scissors.
Scissors together. One, two, three, go.
Rock together. Scissors again.
No, stop it.
Paper.
Y'all on the same page.
One, two, three, go. Okay, oh, you win.
Scissor me, timbers.
Oh, that was good.
That was pretty good.
Okay, you go.
You're on the same wavelength. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Great scissoring.
So who won? Who lost? Oh, there it is.
Jeremy, because you got the first one out of four.
I got rock and I broke the scissors. Yeah, it took a long time. All right, so my next pick is going to be Fugazi, and the song is called Suggestion.
Is my body my only trade? In the eyes of men, in the eyes of men. Life just so.
Fugazi, interestingly enough, never really knew anything about Fugazi at all until...
I didn't know they came out in the '80s. You just blew my mind.
Yeah, this album is called 13 Songs, and that's two EPs put together. They made an official release. It's like officially like their first album. They just put two EPs together. But I didn't realize who they really were. And so I was actually working at the movie theater back in like 2005. And somebody, it must have been Martin, who bought this album, because it was might have been a remaster or a reissue or something like that. And I remember listening to it in his car, like, this is fucking awesome. And we were really into punk at the time, like big time.
Right.
And then like this album, like I bought the album, but the album really grew between a lot of the people that were working at the movie theater. They really loved this really raw punk. Like even though Ricardo was working there, he was loving this album too. It just kind of spread, and it really influenced a lot of us. Really like the punk heads at the time. And it's an album that I've always loved. They have a lot of really great albums, but like this is a really raw, fucking really kind of shaky to the core sort of album, because there's a lot of great lyrics. This one song has some pretty great stuff. There's like racism. There's misogynism in it. I mean, there's a lot of great stuff. Like not great stuff, but like really great like lyrics put into this song, because like it really shows you like how people are. This whole song's about like how people look at you on the street. And like when you pass by the street, it's really good, but also backed up by fucking awesome fucking music. I mean, like really great musicians that really collaborated and made a great fucking band. And yeah, it just one of those songs. When we do stuff like this, man, I'm always like, my brain is completely clear. It's almost like doing occlumency. my brain is clear. it's cleared. Everything's cleared out. So like, I never, like when we do this stuff, I never really have like, You guys have like 10 tracks or 15 tracks. I usually come down to just 3 tracks. And this was the first one I picked, because like this is such a really powerful song, but it's also a fucking jam. And it's one of those songs that's like you listen to it, but it's also a song that carries into the next track.
Yeah.
So it cuts off immediately at the end. You have to have the full album. But like I would recommend 13 songs by Fugazi to anybody. Great fucking album. Just full of bangers the whole time.
You go deep into your choices when you do it, because I watch you do your choices, and it's just, you're like, oh no, you're gonna listen to this song for like 4 hours and get in, and then I'm gonna like take a deep hole into this research on it.
And for me, it's like I'm throwing rocks around and like it's like. Yeah.
Same for me when I was looking at it.
There's so many fucking easy hits for me when something like this. Right, yeah. Right. Yeah.
When I was looking at it, it was just like, oh, 80 song. And I was like, oh, okay, I like that one. I like that one.
Right.
Okay. Exactly. Dang, I've already
got three. Mine are so typical. They're so atypical. And frankly, Jeremy, to be honest, man, that's why I love your choices. I love the fact that you get that deep into it, because frankly, dude, I had no idea Fugazi was an 80s band. I thought they started like really early 90s, 91, 92 is what I thought. But
pretty close.
But then I forget that fucking Chili Peppers is a goddamn 80s band. You know what I mean? Like all these fuckers keep running further back than we realize.
The lead guitarist and lead singer, well, there's a backup guy here too. Like this lead guitarist, like he left a really well known punk band at the time to go into to do Fugazi. So like it was really like
making a Fugazi.
But I really love these lyrics. It's like, why can't I walk down the street free of suggestion? Why can't I walk down the street free of suggestion? Is my body my only trait in the eyes of men? In the eyes of men, I've got some skin. When you want to look in, I've got some. Like, that's good stuff, man.
Heavy lyrics. Stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, it's my first suggestion. First pick.
That's good.
It's just a suggestion, just maybe if you like it. But no, I'm forcing you down your throat. No, seriously, dude, great choice, because I love that song, man. And frankly, like I said, I didn't know it was an 80s song.
It's really good, and it really does.
It's the remaster, so it's really clean. It's really
depict
clean.
You too, like that. If you wouldn't have picked a punk song for the 80s, I would have been like, huh. because that's what always happened? The genre you okay? I forget about.
Yeah. Oh, look at the Valley Girl soundtrack.
Me too.
Today, too.
Oh, that's mine exactly is so what atypical. It made me think
I right. Good call. Yeah.
Ah,
oh,
Valley Girl. I love that movie.
So what you,
are you ready?
The man knows his shit. Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Bring it.
I'm picking the song Roni by Bobby Brown.
Only tenderonis can give the special love. The special kind of love that you feel good inside.
Said, "God damn, this song got me in the mood." So smooth, so great.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. Also, for definition purposes, Roni, spelled R-O-N-I.
Is that Mac?
No, it's not macaroni. It's a sweet and nice girl, oftentimes with a deceiving gangster side.
Oh shit!
I like it because I feel that vibe. It's also like I could see this in like New Jack City. It's like,
yeah,
the
girl who
shouldn't be dating the drug dealers, slanging all the crack cocaine on the streets with those crazy Phil Collins drums in the background. Like, I swear to God, it's so good. I forgot all about the song. It's great.
I was gonna say, have you ever heard it? Because it's Bobby Brown. Might not be my favorite human.
He's not a great person.
But
I know I have heard it, but I can't specify where.
Okay, so Bobby Brown came from New Edition. New Edition right. was first, oh, yes, and Bobby yeah. Brown came
And
out
of course
of
we know Bobby Brown for destroying Whitney Houston.
Correct. Yep. He was not a great guy.
Oh, Whitney.
But his songs.
Ghostbusters 2 track is one of the best tracks of all time.
Oh, he's so great.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the thing. I got into the, like, okay, I need R&B from the 80s, and so it came up with Bobby Brown, and I was like, okay, now I need all of the Bobby Brown. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, we can't do My Prerogative because it's great, but I should chill. And then I was like, oh, Roni, that's one of my favorites. Every time it comes on, it's like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Favorite. Turn it up catchy. To like 31 on my radio in 31, my car. Because yes. I think that's as high as it goes. and then roll down my windows. If you ever see me driving down the road and you're like, she's dancing, I'm like, it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Oh, I swear. It was those are my choices. Like, if I could go back to the 80s and listen to some R&B like that, Whitney Houston, Tina Turner.
And see, my next one is right along that same vein,
New
man.
Edition,
like,
where they're wearing
not necessarily, but like literally just that fucking 80s smooth singing vibe, you know?
Yeah.
Like, goddamn. Mm-hmm. It's what
like,
it is.
Like, it made me think of
And then my last one is completely opposite from that. That's what I love about the 80s. There's so many different genres just going on at once.
Yeah,
it's
a
sink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds
what?
Like a motor.
All right.
Wait, what?
Bryce, we heard a vibrating sound going on. Sound. And our shitty faucet. It's just like they put a cheap faucet and the pipes are fucked up.
Yeah, it sounds like it's about to explode at any moment.
Oh, faucet.
Yes.
Damn it.
Right back to you, buddy.
Okay, shit. So I'm going with You Dropped a Bomb on Me by the Gap Band.
Yes!
You were the girl that changed my world. You were the girl for me. You lit the fuse, I stand accused. You were the best for me. But you turned me up.
You dropped the bomb on me, baby. You dropped the bomb on me.
Go wrong.
The Gap Band is so much fun. Like, they're just so fun. I love a good funk song.
Me too. I mean, like, funk is literally, I'm so white, so that's always what I just gravitate towards, the antithesis to my natural self.
It is
I got the funk, but I'm working towards the funk. I love funk and soul, man. 100%.
Oh, yeah, man. Funk and soul are like, they're totally my fucking jam. Any of that stuff, man.
Yeah, the band consisted of three brothers, Charlie, Ronnie, and Robert Wilson, along with other members. It was named after the streets Greenwood, Archer, and Pine. Excuse me, in the historic Greenwood neighborhood of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's fun.
Yeah, it's fascinating to me because anytime I hear funk like this, I want to, you know, from all the movies that we've seen at this point, like it's a club track, obviously. But like,
right, just picture people like fucking scared, you know, at a fucking skating rink, fucking skating around, just being all smooth, way smoother than I am.
Way smoother. But I can also see, like, you know, Jackie Brown walking through there, or Foxy Brown, or fucking Scarface walking through there. It's very, again, it's like your Hall and Oates pick. It's just like, and even Joe's pick with Bobby Brown. It feels like any of these characters could have walked through that restaurant, that club, that fucking skating rink or whatever. And you can visualize it and you can be there at that moment. And it's
right. And you dropped a bomb on me.
On me.
It was cocaine.
If you see the video, too.
That video's hilarious.
Yeah, it's great. It's fucking great. I know. It's like a black screen in the back and then it's just like colored bombs falling.
Yep.
And then the guy's dancing.
It's kind of like the Bomber Baghdad video.
Yeah.
So. Oh, man. Great video, too. Yeah.
Great video, but it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, these guys are fantastic, man. I never understood the Gap Band. It feels, you know, you feel like you want to hear something different, like a different title for the band. You know, the Gap Band sounds so like corporate. And these guys aren't corporate. Like
it was all brothers. Like,
But I find it. I mean, maybe they somebody's out there, but they're probably with why they named themselves the Gap Band. But I find it pretty interesting.
Well, no, I said that. Yeah. So the band formed in Tulsa in 1967. There were three Wilson brothers. But the name Greenwood, Archer, and Pine Band, and originally started as a joke reflecting the band's origins, and was shortened to Gap Band. Yeah. Yeah.
That makes total sense now. Okay.
That's cool. Funny. I think it's fucking hilarious.
Thanks for filling in that gap for us, Mike.
Right. Oh, Ching. That's all I got. All I have is useless information. That's all I got. No. Sometimes useful. Sometimes.
It's a lot of useful information Mike's got all the time.
It's something. It's there. It's not. Yeah, it's great.
It's great. It's pretty good. Yeah, it's
good. I like to run these roads. Anyway, yeah, they have a lot of good songs. It's a good band. Great fucking song. It's quintessential. It's almost 70s feel to me, but man, it's just, I love this song so much. Straight jam. Yeah, so
My next track is going to be it's called the song called US Drag, and it's by Missing Persons.
Gonna put your patience to the test. It's U.S. drag. U.S. drag. It's U.S. drag. Do your drag.
That's my second pick. Mike, what did you think?
I don't think I've ever heard that before. That's fucking cool. Definitely a different type of rhythm than I would expect from the 80s. That's fucking dope, yeah. Man. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, when I've heard it before a couple times, but I knew when I picked this, you're going to love the timing. And stuff.
I fucking love that shit. It sounds like 20 years ahead of its time, at least.
Yeah, it does, right?
I love it, man. Like, I swear to God, it's like I thought you were playing me something from, like, the early fucking 2000s. Just based on the rhythm.
What do you think, Joe?
I liked it. I liked it. You always play good music that I like. And then I'm just like, oh, what's that from? And I'm, again, I agree with you, Mike, where I'm like, is that from recent? Is this now? And
I couldn't place it.
From 25 years ago.
This track.
Which is not 80s, like, by the way. Fuck? That's 40 years ago.
And this album's called The Spring Sessions, and it's from 1982.
That's crazy.
1982? Shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
I liked her voice, too.
Yeah, she's got a great voice.
Yeah, that's a woman? Holy shit. I couldn't really make out her vocals that well. That's awesome.
That lady. And a beautiful lady that still kind of rocks around to this day. She's in her 70s, I believe, now.
Love it.
Oh, wow. Nice.
But there's a really great I forget what it's called, but it was a big thing back in the days called, like, the I know one of my mom's favorite bands did this thing. I forget what the festival's called, but it's this huge festival back in the early 80s. But they're part of that festival. You can go on YouTube. Just look up Missing Persons Live 80s Festival.
The Lady Festival?
No, not that one. I think it's called like the U.S. Festival or something like that. But, like, because I used to think they were a British band.
Oh.
But not a British band. They're an American band.
I could see how you could think they were British.
So when she sings, like, there's other songs where she sings. Not this song, but there's other songs. Yeah, she's got a sort of a women's school sort of look about her, and it's very punk. It's very almost like anti Susie Sue, but they have the same sort of personality, but, like, in a way. But it's Missing Persons. My parents, it's all my parents doing. I didn't know anything about Missing Persons, but my dad was a big fan of them. He had the cassette tape back in the day,
so cool.
And because it was punk. I mean, it didn't sound like it at all, but it was literally a song about, like, living in the USA is a drag back in 82. And it's like,
I mean, shit, wow. Even Born in the USA is based on that. It's the same lyrics, you know. Sure. Fuck you, Reagan. Sorry. But yeah, great choice, man.
But it's a fucking awesome song. Like, musically, it's an awesome, like, it's like the guitar, the bass, the drums, like, all of this. And it gets more killer. The album's really great. Like, it's full of awesome shit like this that you wouldn't think. But you obviously get your typical 80s stuff in there as well, 80s pop stuff. Because, I mean, mostly Missing Persons is a pop band. But, like, there are stuff like this that kind of, like, comes out of the norm. You're like, whoa, that's, like, really fucking rad.
Incredible.
Like, like you were saying before, Mike, it's like something you'd hear, like, we listen to, like, maybe, like, Animals as Leaders or something like that, like a small part of that, like, that sort of that beat, that timing. But, like, it's just a kind of, like, a band.
It's just so progressive.
Yeah, progressive. But, yeah, it's one of the cool songs, and I really, truly love it. And it's kind of like poem guys back in the 50s, sort of.
Oh, the beatniks.
The beatnik guy. It's almost like she sings it like a beatnik song, almost, in a way. So, yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
Missing Persons, man. Great track.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking incredible. Oh,
U.S. track, yeah.
I said it fine.
That's okay.
Okay, ready for my pick now?
All right, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Bring it, Joe.
Okay. So, when you think of the 80s, and you think of the 80s ladies, who do you think of?
Madonna.
Yeah, correct. I didn't pick that one.
Madonna, Cher.
Who else do you think of?
Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper.
Pat Benatar. Fucking.
Yeah.
Stevie Nicks.
Blondie.
No, none of these. Great. I thought of Paula Abdul.
Oh, fuck. Man, I feel so embarrassed right now.
It's okay.
Me too.
And the song is Forever Your Girl. Never and ever, you know I am. so good.
Paula Abdul's a goddess.
Yes.
She is.
I really just love the sparkle noises. That's not a good description, but it was the same on the other song too, where it was just like the sparkle noises. You know what I mean?
I do. And you can feel those sounds. Yes, really, it's
so great. Cause like it's almost like it just like rains down on you and you're just like, yeah, I love it.
Straight up.
Do you really want to love me forever?
I had to. And honestly, you know, like Paul Abdul is so 80s. Oh my God. I still remember the music video, of course, with the animated kind of character and then
the cat, right?
Yes, it was awesome. Yeah. So fucking awesome.
Oh, she's just so great. Like, she did her own dance moves. She did all of it together. She was like the whole package for it all. Like, it was a big thing. I really like her. A lot.
I do too. And like, and she started off as a dancer, like literally choreographed so many people's videos for years. And she's like, well, I can just do it myself now.
Yeah. You know,
kudos to her.
So great. She's a lot of fun too. Oh.
Right. And then the whole American Idol run.
Oh, yeah. She's great there too. She still does choreography for, well, I don't know about still does, but she did for like the longest time still do choreography for bands too. So. I mean, they don't do music videos as much anymore, so there's that.
I know, isn't that a damn shame?
Sure is. It is.
Not damn, it really is. I know.
Oh, well, that's my second pick.
I love it. Fucking great song.
Thanks.
And great video.
Okay, your turn.
So me? Okay, here we go. So my last one is kind of straightforward. It's 80s, so it's Michael Jackson. I gotta have one song for him. It's Human Nature from the Thriller album. If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why, does it do it that way? If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why, does it do it that way? Reaching out, touch a stranger. Eyes are everywhere. See that girl, she knows I'm watching. She likes the way I stare. If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why, do they do it that way? If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. I mean, yeah, every time you hear that chorus hits, it's like, God damn, that's so unbelievably catchy and so well written. Like, tell them that it's human nature. Like, yeah, oh, God.
So great.
And once again, just Quincy Jones, this guy is just a master of music. Like, all the scores he wrote, you know, in the Heat of the Night, so many movies back in the day, and then gets with Michael Jackson, writes, you know, hit after hit. And apparently what I like is the members of Toto actually do backing vocals on this song too.
Holy
as well.
Shit! Wow.
Yeah, I was like, oh, how fuck, cool man.
Is it that? Makes it just totally makes sense though. I mean, Jackson brought everybody in. Like everybody was drawn to him back in the day.
Yeah, of course. He's like, I just need the exes. I just need it to beat that. And he got it. Some bitch got it. But yeah, it's incredible. It was originally written by the keyboardist Steve Picaro, based on a conversation he had with his daughter. And he's like, he's talking about the daughter liking a boy. And he was like, it's probably like it's human nature. He's like, oh, fuck, that's a line.
Yeah.
And his bandmates were in Toto. And so it kind of had been and Toto had been assisting with the production of Thriller and not intended.
What?
So there's a great documentary on Showtime about Thriller being made. And they talk about this. Human Nature was not gonna be on the album at all. There was another track that was gonna be put on, and they got thrown in at the last minute because Quincy Jones inadvertently heard a demo of the track. He was like, oh, that's the jam, you know what I mean? I love it how Michael Jackson would write. He would use his vote, he couldn't play an instrument, but he could do it vocally. So like that would just blow my mind. Like that's how he'd fucking write it, you know. Blew my mind anyway. Incredible song, Human Nature. Jones, like, and Quincy Jones, that guy's a legend, like through and through. Yeah, absolutely.
Influenced almost everybody, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, going back to the early 60s and forward, yeah, he's inadvertently written so many quintessential albums over the years, you know what I mean? Just incredible artist, and this song is so good. It's funny, it was like, so this was released on July 4th, 1983, too. Like the four Thriller singles before it, the song became a top 10 hit immediately.
It's crazy. I also almost picked a Michael Jackson song, too.
So. Same. How can you not? It's the 80s. It's like, well, I mean,
I tried to pick something else, but like, I mean, there's one song I won't say it here on the show, but it is one song I really truly love.
Was it the one that you liked, the music video one?
Yes.
Yeah, I knew it.
It's hard to say because you say music video, that's nice because, like, he's got a lot of great music videos.
Yeah, but so you knew.
There's one I really fucking love. It's my favorite one. But yeah, but it's a great track. And also it's got a great meaning behind it. I would assume that Quincy Jones is probably behind that too. He's probably behind most of the stuff that Jackson did back in the day.
Yes. He wrote, like, even starting to the first album, Off the Wall, he wrote that entire fucking album basically. Or orchestrated it, so to speak.
Orchestrated it, yeah. It's better.
Produced it. But yeah, man, like, hands down, one of my favorite songs of all time. Love Michael Jackson. X-nay all the drama, good 80s, yay.
Yeah, correct.
Yay. I mean, yay, yo, cocaine, sorry. But seriously, I love that song.
This is a great musician. I mean, I will always praise him for being an amazing musician every fucking time.
So, correct.
I agree.
But yeah, along with also the Jackson 5 is also a great fucking band, too.
Yes. So,
oh, yeah.
All right.
My favorite bass line is, I know, yeah.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got it. So my last pick is going to be the Van Halen song. It's the only song I think is an instrumental song. This is off the album Fair Warning. And this is from 1981. And I've always loved this track. I believe it's just Eddie Van Halen by himself. I don't think it's really anybody else, but what I've read in the past is that he just did a track by himself to experiment with stuff and different, like, technologies, pedals and stuff at the time. And he just fucked around.
And turns he used out to be, play his back to the crowd because he didn't want people to figure out his finger
exactly.
Technique. I love that. Yeah.
Me too. But his son figured it all out. He's a fucking great guitarist.
And then play bass.
But this song is called Sunday Afternoon in the Park. Most people would know that I'm a big Van Halen fan, the David Lee Roth era. And this is part of that era. And this album was the last, this is the one that didn't make the money. This is the one that wasn't very popular. This was the one that was raw. Right. And it's the dark times. Like, we're like, every song is like super like, like self-deprecating, like every song is fucked up.
This is not like, going well.
But that's what I think. Well, it was going well. But I'm saying like they really just put everything But this album has Unchained, which is a great fucking track in my opinion. But like, and it's a so fun great. Song. But like, it's a pretty fucking depressing song if you really listen to it. But there's a lot of songs in here were like really just like. It's interesting, like to the level of deprecation they would go to be like you have to listen to the album itself, but like this song on the album is really incredible because they're really trying to experiment with different sounds. This album's also very punk too. It's a lot of fast-paced punk stuff. It's like the last album they did was Women and Children First. There's a lot of punk stuff in that too. In this one, they really try to go really off the walls and do something really fucking different. And I right. really appreciate it for them. It's one of my favorite of their albums.
You can't argue with that, Dan.
Yeah. I mean, but this is such a cool, interesting piece, man. In my opinion, I mean, like it's a fun experimental piece.
Fucking out there. I love it.
It's weird and it's out there and it's like the pedal and everything, the effects are fucking matched.
It's like phaser on acid trip. Like
cocaine. Seriously. Yeah. or acid. Yeah.
This one is for me. It makes sense for you to pick this one. If you would have played it and not said it was Van Halen, I'd have been like, you're a liar. Because I would never have thought
that. It doesn't sound like him. Yeah, it doesn't at all. It really doesn't.
But for all of your movie soundtrackness,
oh sure,
this is 100% that.
Yeah.
This is like John Carpenter. This is like all your other ones on there. Yes. This is where I'm just like, oh, I'm picturing some kind of like creepy thing coming out. It's very like, I could see it playing with like Eraserhead in the background.
Yeah. Yeah. It's experimental.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. It makes sense in my brain for you.
I would assume at some point Eddie Van Halen took some LSD or some shit and walked through a park.
I love it.
Got high as fuck and just went back and was like, this is what's gotta happen. This is my experience walking through the park on LSD.
I would also like to experience that.
and the come down was Eruption.
Yeah.
he did the reverse. You get smoother? No, he gets crazier on the come down.
But yeah, it's just one of the coolest tracks, and I think most people should hear it more often because like
I agree
because Van Halen's not really known for like they're not known for instrumental stuff.
No,
I'm not sure if it's the only one they have, but I'm pretty sure it's pretty close to the only one they have. I mean, Diver Down might have one, but I don't think so. I think this might be.
I'm not sure.
But it's a really fun track, and it's dark, and it's moody, and it's fun. And it's groovy, in my opinion. Yeah. I think I like it quite a bit. And I had a sort of experience show you guys on the show here. I have able to experience it. So.
Groovy, baby. I love it.
There it is. It's my life pick.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Bring it.
Are you sure you're ready?
I think.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, my last pick is the Nitty Gritty Band. Fish it in the dark.
I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling.
This is probably when I heard it first, because obviously it wasn't 1987. I was two.
Yeah.
But it was early 90s, 92 to 95.
It still works.
Somewhere in there.
It's such a great era.
It is.
That was my country era. That's the only country era I'd like to stay in.
me too. Like the whole 90s. Garth fucking, yeah, yes. George, yeah, Clint.
What's the Garth version? Mike, what's that version of Garth, the emo version? I was thinking this last night.
Oh, yeah, fuck, Chris Gaines.
Chris Gaines.
No, why didn't we know this?
Why do I know this?
Por qué, Dios? Por qué? She's like, he's so much better than Garth Brooks. It's like, Mom, it's the same person.
It's the same guy. He's that fucking crazy. I know, but he wasn't. Apparently, that was the whole buildup for a movie that never actually happened. So that was the whole thing. And this was not revealed until like 2 years ago. I was like, oh my God, oh, motherfucker, say something at the time. Like, Jesus. Yo, no comprendo. I just don't get it.
That was my thing. I listened to a lot of this stuff, and it gets better. Sorry. Oh, I got excited.
I agree.
My bad.
Hey, fuck you, Mike. Microphone.
My hands over here. No, I remember that one, because then it goes into the rounds, kind of like row, row, row your boat, where you're like singing in the rounds. And that was definitely the thing. It was like,
Row, 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 Shimbo.
Oh, but it was so funny because it's like, these are the things I should not have been listening to as a 7 to 9 year old.
Maybe. I was listening to fucking Tupac in the fifth grade. I was downloading lyrics from fucking every lyric thing I could find. What the fuck is a bitch asshole? Oh, I'm gonna find out. Sorry. Yeah.
I know what fishing. You know. I know what fishing the dark. Yeah. I get it. That's creepy.
Totally been there.
All right. Yeah. But that's the thing. It could be creepier.
But it's so nice. Like you and in my brain and the 7 to 9 year old brain, I was fishing in the dark, like literally with a fishing pole, and it was nighttime. That's what I.
That's all that matters. That's all matters.
Correct. But I was literally doing it.
I was still trying to figure out, these guys are literally killing each other in rap music. It's like, motherfucker, they're dying in the news. They're talking about, like, it's like fucking Tupac went to like the Baltimore School of Arts, for fuck's sakes. Like, what the shit? Yeah, crazy
it's
talk.
Insane.
Yeah. Yeah, great, 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 yeah, great, great, great. Fun episode though.
Country there at the end.
I love it.
I almost went with some Dolly, and I almost went. With Dolly too.
I had a George Strait one lined up too. Yeah.
Yeah. Once I got in, and Randy Travis.
Jeremy, I heard the.
Yes. Oh, you're breathing in. I'll just breathe in.
Dude, George Strait's 80s is the best. Oh my God. I want to do a whole episode by myself. I probably will have to.
I can record you.
Man, I'll make it work. You know, I'll make it work. I could talk to a brick fucking wall and make myself sound kind of interesting. Anyway.
Good pick though, babe.
Thanks. It's a good song. You
great fucking show. Pick.
I don't know any other songs by the Nitty Gritty Band, but.
Right.
Nitty Gritty.
It's been around for a long time, but you saw on the.
1987 was that song. Yeah. I didn't realize that because I heard it in the 90s.
Right. I felt like that. For sure.
Where did you hear it?
On the radio, I'm sure.
Radio? Okay.
Yeah. Where else did you hear things in 1992?
Well, you were too young at the time, but you did the country club or the bar.
Country club. Country club, no doubt.
They didn't let me in. I was too wild.
I'm putting in with a fucking line of coke.
Going to All Redeemer and everybody.
Red River?
No.
All Redeemer? Oh, shit. I know what that is. Yeah. I know
All Redeemer. And, I don't remember her name. It was Miss So and So. She was just somebody's mom. And she was big hick. And I just remember listening. Like, oh my God.
Fair enough.
Back along with Miley Cyrus's dad, Billy Ray.
Oh, Achy Breaky Eddie. Heart. Oh, my God.
That one. Oh, on the playground. We were listening to that, and I was like, oh, my God. We obviously were not listening to it on the playground because radios didn't go outside.
No.
Then.
My achy, cranky shirt.
But it was great.
That's a great send-off. Yeah. Yeah, my head
there it is. The three of our tracks. We like a lot. And I hope you guys dig it again. It's our, I forget what volume it is now, but.
Yeah, come back for the other, what? Check it out. 9 of
just
mine.
The fun ones. Right. And I feel like those are the best episodes, man. They really are.
It's going to keep on happening. We're going to keep rocking the show forever until we're dead. So.
And then also.
In perpetuity, we're going to do it through Futurama of my frozen head in a jar. I got you, bros. Brosana?
Yeah.
Josana? Sorry.
Do podcast tonight.
Damn trade.
But again, another great mixture of different themes, different genres. I mean, different music. I mean, it's. I'm really happy we're still able to do it. Every time we do a show like this, I'm like, what can I bring to it this time? And I mean, I'm not trying to brag or anything, but I did bring it again. I did try to bring it again. It did work out. So.
Yeah.
Right on, man.
I get worried every time. Like, fuck, I don't know what I'm going to do this time.
Because you think, oh, God, we've done so many music episodes. We're running out.
Well, no. I've written the movies down. I haven't written none of the music episodes down. We just keep getting lucky.
Yeah.
So.
Right. And thankfully, that's because there's so much music out there. I feel like that's what helps.
It does.
And if an infinite amount, and I still almost fucked it up tonight. But still, man. Like, I love every time we get down these episodes. I love you all. You both so much, man. It's so much fun. Every single time.
Every time. I mean, the fact that we just now kind of like sort of like talk about like, oh wait, we did that song already, like,
yeah,
after like 200 and like almost 40 episodes, it's like, yeah, it's not a big deal, like, it's fine. I'm
just like, no, man, I can't go for that. No, can do. Damn trait. Oh my god. Damn trait. Smooth operator. Anyways,
great episode. Please check us out on Podbean. You can find all of our past episodes on there.
Buy all the rest.
Yes, and take care of each other. What? Sorry?
Oh, I didn't say anything.
What did you say?
I didn't say
anything. Oh, I apologize. take care of each other out there. Don't be a piece of shit. We'll talk to you guys soon. And don't be a piece of shit. Later.
Take it, Sleazy.
Be nice.